I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, in just over 7 hours, we'll hear from the guardians of interest rates about their inflation fight. The winking and the nodding from our central bankers is that they'll leave interest rates alone to let their previous hikes sink in. We'll see. Yesterday, there was music to the ears of the Fed team, with the consumer price index rising at an annual rate of 4% in May, the lowest retail inflation in 2 years. Yet the cost of rent was up 8.7% in a year. That's a lot, but there are other data from real estate firms such as Redfin and Zillow showing rental prices cooling, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
When the Bureau of Labor Statistics measures the cost of rent, they include how much Americans are paying under leases signed months ago. But private firms like to measure the cost to sign a new lease now. And that second measure is looking more positive for renters, says Igor Popov, chief economist at Apartment List.
Market rent growth has really peaked already a year ago and has actually been cooling dramatically over the past year.
To be clear, rents are still going up, he says, just no longer at a breakneck pace. One reason for that? A lot of long-awaited new apartments are finishing construction, says Taylor Marr at the real estate company Redfin.
Now the new supply is here, and it's continuing to come. There's nearly a million rental units right now that are under construction.
But those new units aren't affordable to everyone. Most of them are geared toward middle to upper income households, says Jay Parsons at RealPage.
The consequence to that is that there's still a significant housing shortage for low and moderate income households.
It'll take more government action and subsidies, Parsons says, to fully meet demand. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.